Well, that isn't a very exciting gospel, is it? Sounds like Jesus came to make trouble. It's like Pope Francis just said in Brazil, go home and make a mess. That upset everybody, that the Pope would tell the kids to make a mess. But maybe it's because he realizes that before you can have unity, you necessarily have to have division. You have to have two before you can make one out of it. A lot of people don't understand that. They think that peace is just about everybody being nice all the time. That's not true. You will hurt one another. You will have disagreements. There are differences. It's precisely the overcoming of those that is the peace of Christ. It's not the avoiding of those, as naive people think. First, you have to have division before you can have true unity in the Spirit. Now, this whole sequence of readings today starts with a rather important passage from the prophet Jeremiah, where he's thrown into the cistern to sink into the mud. Now, you haven't read, perhaps, the previous passage. The reason the princes are throwing him into the cistern is because he's opposed a war. And if you want to be unpopular, just oppose a war. Everybody's supposed to love war, and especially Americans. Every war we have is supposed to be wonderful. Most of the world knows that's not true. But if you're inside any country, you have to support all of its wars. Well, Jeremiah didn't. And that's why he's a prophet, and that's, of course, also why they threw him into the cistern. But if you listen carefully, you heard that he was also drawn out of the cistern. So we have the two-way movement, in and out. But you can't get out unless you're first in. You can't have hope unless you're, first of all, hopeless. You first have to face despair, disagreement, misunderstanding, hurt, alienation, division. Use whatever word you want. But it's precisely your attempts to heal that, to resolve that, to deal with that, to move beyond that, to let go of that, that is the unity of the Spirit. It's such a simple idea, but actually many of us don't understand it. As I said, we tend to think that peace is just everybody being nice. No, it's sometimes saying what you have to say, I hope in a kind way, but then after saying it, working through the difficulty, resolving the tension, moving beyond it, forgiving, apologizing, whatever it might be. That and that alone is the work of the Spirit. So Jesus begins this gospel by saying, I have come to set fire on the earth. So there's two kinds of fire. We know that from our forest fires here in New Mexico. That fire does two things. It destroys, but it also renews. And without the fire, in fact, there is no renewal. So which is worse? The fire or the renewal? It's two sides. It's a paradox. They're both true. And it's the same with the hurts and the alienations and the mistakes that we all made. They're terrible, but they're potentially wonderful. And so he makes it very concrete. And I bet all of you were imagining this 3 against 2 and 2 against 3, father against son against father, mother against daughter. Oh God, that doesn't sound very nice. I don't know what focus on the family would do with that. No, it's saying even good people will have disagreements. Even good people will hurt one another. Even good people will misunderstand one another. That is a given. Accept that as a necessary, and I mean necessary, part of life. It's not that it happens or doesn't happen. It's what you do with it.